The personal computer is celebrating its 30th birthday this year, but it's not been a happy one. PC sales have been in a slump for 3 years. Corporations, faced with a poor economy, have held back from upgrading their machines, and consumers have seen few reasons to buy faster PCs. But PC makers hope there are new, compelling reasons for companies and consumers to upgrade. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The personal computer has been the heart of the digital revolution, bringing extraordinary power into the lives of millions of people at home and at work during the 1990s. The rate of sales to businesses, which account for two-thirds of PC sales, rose a scorching 43% between 1997 and 2000. Since then, PC sales have declined in the U.S., and a poor economy is not the only reason. The PC industry itself made it easy for people to put off buying a new computer. Carla Fiorina is the CEO of Hewlett-Packard, one of the biggest PC manufacturers.
Processing power outstripped application and demand.
Roger Kay, an analyst with IDC, calls this good enough computing. PC users didn't feel that they needed to upgrade their computers when the old ones would run Microsoft Word and do email just fine. Kay says there's an industry phrase for all this.
The hardware is ahead of the software is ahead of the user. The PC is just so muscular, it just can do anything. And the software is pretty complex, but it's even unable to harness all of the power available at the hardware level. And the users are still scratching their heads saying, now, how do we make use of all this stuff?
The consequence is that PC life cycles have grown longer. They used to be obsolete in 3 years, but now people are running them for up to 5 years. Rob Enderle follows the PC industry for Forrester Research. He says excess computing power is not the only problem the industry has created for itself. The PC, he says, is still just too hard to use, and upgrading can be a major chore.
It still takes people sometimes days to move from an old PC to a new PC and get it up and running. Even the applications often, when you upgrade, are enough different that it is a huge learning curve, and these people don't really want to make it their life to learn how to use their PC.
Individual headaches experienced by consumers are multiplied by thousands when corporate IT managers upgrade and have to teach staff how to use the new equipment. Industry leaders like HP's Carla Fiorina are aware that the machines they make are still too difficult to use.
I think the technology industry has to acknowledge that whereas engineers and geeks might like complexity, that most business people and consumers do not.
Even Bill Gates, the industry's most powerful geek, confesses that Windows customers complain a lot about ease of use and reliability.
Users speak up because they're using their PC hours a day and they've got opinions about what needs to change.
It's still not a trouble-free device by a long shot.
No, not by a long shot. There's many people who are very articulate about that.
A wry smile indicates that may be something of an understatement, but Gates is still the personal computer's most passionate proponent. At a recent hardware conference, he showed off some of the things he hopes will get PC sales going again. For consumers, there's the Media Center PC, with a special new operating system developed jointly with HP.
And it lets you record TV shows, see a TV guide, and so you get your music and your photos all together on one machine that can be your living room master machine.
Along with email and instant messages on the TV screen. Not everyone is convinced that a PC will work in a living room. As one wag put it, your virus scanner might pop up at the most dramatic moment in a movie. But the Media Center is consistent with an old Gates dream, that the PC will become the central digital device in the home, interacting with nearly everything.
We've got to make it complementary to the device in your pocket, the phone PDA combo device, complementary to the camera, complementary to the TV, complementary to whatever you have in your car.
Some cynics suggest that Gates has a Swiss Army knife notion of the PC, believing it can do everything. But as photos, music, and video converge in the PC, more computing horsepower is necessary, something hardware makers hope will inspire consumers to move up. And the PC industry also has high hopes that wireless, or Wi-Fi as it's known, will entice people to buy new machines so they can easily create home networks. And the big chip maker Intel hopes that wireless will drive corporate sales as well. Intel is spending more than $250 million marketing their new Centrino wireless chip for laptops. Intel's Jeff McCray insists it can save businesses money.
Intel's already gone wireless here and all of our major campuses at over 80 sites. Well, the reason is all about productivity. People are able to take their notebooks with them now and take it to meetings with them. You're able to connect. You're able to get the information while you're in the meeting versus having to go back to your desk.
The advantage for new businesses is that they don't have to spend a lot of money stringing cables throughout buildings. But it's not clear that wireless by itself will be able to pull the industry out of the doldrums. A more powerful force that may drive companies to upgrade is fear. Forrester's Rob Enderle says there's been a large spike in PC failures in the fourth year of use.
Now, that's largely due to the fact that machines about 3 years ago went through massive cost cutting.
Apparently, hard drives are failing because of cheap bearings, and the loss of data on a hard drive can cost a company a lot of money. One research group estimates that there are 50 million aging computers in businesses around the world, so if companies do start a new cycle of upgrading, it should give the industry a boost. New growth, though, is expected to remain modest, down around 7% rather than the double digits of the late 90s. But that doesn't dampen Bill Gates' optimism about the long-term future of his favorite machine.
So I think we've got a decade's worth of work ahead of us before the PC is as mainstream, as taken for granted and used in all the ways that we think are possible.
Others, though, believe the PC will remain a rather humdrum commodity, and that things like video recording and digital photography are only minor embellishments. They point out that big spikes in PC sales in the past have been created by major innovations, like the Internet and the web browser. Innovations created outside the PC industry, innovations that don't come along every 2 or 3 years. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.